We're doing Gemara Brachas, we're up to Chavdalin, Amad Aleph. And Rav Yosef, Braid Rav Nechonia, asked Rav Yehuda, if two people are lying in bed, and we discussed that in ancient times they didn't wear pajamas, so then are they permitted to each turn around and read Kriya Shema, even though they're revealed under the covers? So he quoted Shmuel, that said that you could turn around and read Shema. You could turn around and read Shema, even with one's wife under the covers. That's permissible. So then Rav Yosef asked, what do you mean? His wife, he's used to. Of course he could focus on his reading Shema when he's with his wife, if they're not facing one another. But if there's someone else, then he wouldn't be able to focus. So that's not a proof.
I would think the opposite. Yeah.
Right, because you're Baruch Hashem thinking before you're married, but after a person has been with his wife for a number of years, it becomes second nature, and then it's easier for a person to be more focused, because a person is more in control of his emotions with his wife, because it's something which is more natural to him. Meitivei. So now the Gemara asks, Shnayim sheyishanim b'mita achat. The Braisa says if two people are sleeping under one cover, so each one turns around and reads Shema. V'tani achiti, we have another Braisa that says, Hashem mimita avanav uvnei veto betzido. If a person's lying in bed and the whole family is under the same cover. So remember, in Chazal's time, they're going to sleep without PJs. So he has his sons, he has the families in bed, and they're going to sleep. He can't read Shema unless there's some garment separating between them. But if the children were very, very little, so then it's mutter. And we discussed it, we had a long class on this last time. But the fact that when it comes to Am Yisrael, Chazal said, we don't worry about incest and these things. Yet at the same time, a person can be physically aroused from certain things that happen, even though he is not thinking of doing anything. So we said, but that arousal is enough that Chazal didn't want him to read Shema. We discussed that anything warm can arouse a person. At the end of the day, Chazal said that that's the balance. A person can be aroused, but that doesn't mean he's interested in doing anything with his children. But the fact that there's body heat and the bodies are in contact with one another can make it that he's aroused, and then we're not happy with his focus on reading Shema.
Why they sleep together?
What? Sometimes they didn't have more than one bed. The question is why they didn't wear pajamas, but not why they slept together. I mean, our grandparents slept together in one bed. My wife's grandmother told me they slept six in a bed.
I don't know if
they have a difference.
They only had one bed. My kids move at night, and they all end up on one bed. Sometimes you can see six kids in a bed. They have their own beds, but I don't know why. They shift in their sleep, and they all end up on one bed.
Why did they just... They might not want to do anything with one another. It's still not good to be aroused like that.
100%. Right. Shmuel wouldn't even let his daughter sleep together. Right. That's true. Right. We're not talking about something Chazal recommended. That wasn't Chazal's recommendation. You see that Shmuel even told his daughters that they shouldn't sleep together in one bed. Right, Chazal didn't recommend this, but Chazal said if it happened, then what's the halacha about reading Shema?
I remember from the Mishnah class.
So then the question is, so the Braisa said over here that he cannot read Shema unless there was a garment, some garment separating between him and them. But if the children were really, really small, so then it's mutter. So now the Gemara wants to understand. One Braisa said that two people in a bed, they could each face the other way and read Shema. The other Braisa said that don't read Shema unless there's a garment separating between the two. So how does it work? So Rav Yosef will tell you, well, fine, I just told you. With a person's own wife, it's enough that he turns around. with other people, you gotta, if it's other people in the family, he has to really have a garment separating between him and them.
But you just said there's like some warmth, he's gonna be aroused anyway, so he's, why would he be aroused around his children when he's not gonna be aroused around his wife? That doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so Shmuel says like you, that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel says there's no difference.
If anything, he would associate.
You're assuming he's thinking something. We're assuming he's not thinking anything. He's not thinking about anything right now. The question is when things are status quo. So if Chazal tells that the average couple slept all their nights without clothes under the cover, to the point where if a husband says, I want to wear pajamas, in the days of the Gemara, the wife could say, he's nuts, I want a divorce. That was the, that's a Gemara. In their days, that was considered abnormal. She could say, I married you to be close to you. I didn't marry you to sleep like that. So in their days, that was normal. Now, if that's how they're spending all their nights, then it's pretty understandable that at some point, you know, after a year or two or three or four, you know, he's been spending his nights that way. At some point, that's not going to be the thing that excites him without his thinking about it.
That's why you have the laws of Nida, so it doesn't get like that.
On one level, but on another level, it does. You know, she's pregnant 9 months.
Right.
She's not having her cycle. She is nursing 2 years. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have a period for those 2 years after a child was born. So, okay. Today they do. A lot of things change. Back to our Gemara.
Must have had fewer kids then.
Back to the Gemara. So according to Rav Yosef, we could say one brisa that says it's enough to turn around, that's talking about his wife. The other brisa that says there has to be a garment separating between them, that's talking about someone else. Ela lishmuel kasha. What does Shmuel do with it? Shmuel said there's no difference between his wife and anyone else. Shmuel says, wait a second, this doesn't work according to Rav Yosef either, because the Braisa said if he's in bed with the family or his wife, so then he has to have a garment separating between them. It says the family or his wife. What do you want? What you have to say is it's a machlokas between the Braisos, whether when his wife is there he could just turn around and reach Shema and still be focused, or he needs a garment separating between them. And that's what we'll have to say. That's a machlokas tanoim. It's not just my, I say, according to that brisa, that it's enough just to turn around, okay? And you brought me a brisa that says otherwise, that when you turn around, he's still not going to be focused enough to reach Shema. So I'll tell you right, it's a machlokas tanoim. We'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow.